In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Tuesday, the 12th of February. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a business reporter in possession of statistics must be in search of a trend. Sadly for us, not to mention Jane Austen, that business reporter is today bound to be disappointed because the statistics out this morning, well, they're a tad contradictory. First, a monthly report known as JOLTS for Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. I mentioned it yesterday. It showed that job openings in this economy are at a record high. An optimistic sign, yes? Lots of jobs for people to get? Alas, perhaps not, because a second report today from the National Federation of Independent Businesses shows small business optimism in this economy is at its lowest level in months. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on.
News that job openings are hitting record highs sounds great for workers. Not so great for the people who have to fill those openings. Emmeline Zhao is the general manager of Little Tong Noodle Shop in New York.
There was one point where I was hiring and set up a full day of interviews. I think I had about 14 to 16 interviews back to back, and only two people showed up.
A job market where people can literally not show up to an interview means a lot of roles at Little Tong go unfilled.
It also means that we're a lot more lean. The question is, how do we operate the same way? How do we optimize our operations with a much leaner staff?
Not finding enough qualified workers or workers at all, it's one of the biggest complaints small businesses have right now, says economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo.
They need workers to grow, and so they can't do it all by machines. And so the fact that they're having so much trouble finding workers, I think, is beginning to weigh on their sentiment a little bit.
But for workers, it is kind of great if you can just ghost a job interview. Francis Donald, head of macroeconomic strategy at Manulife Asset Management, says these days workers have more freedom.
You're willing to quit your job and move on to something new if you feel that the economy is doing well and you're capable of finding a new job.
A Gallup poll this week found that Americans' optimism about finances is at the highest level in 16 years. Wages are slowly rising, too. Emmeline Zhao at Little Tong says she's playing up other benefits to attract candidates, like healthcare, commuting money, and opportunities to move up. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.